Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 30.
The House will come to order. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Kidwell. I ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Kidwell.
Please pray with me if you would. Lord, we come here today to do the work you have set us to do. Let us be mindful that you have elected us to these positions and that all authority and rights come from you. That the government's duty is to protect these God-given rights, to defend the liberties of your people. Remind us that our decisions will have great impact on the citizens of this nation, that no one person should assume all authority over your people, for that power is reserved to you, for you are the only all-powerful God. That your people must live with our decisions, those who are here now and those yet to be born. That we have all taken an oath to support and defend the constitutions of the great state of North Carolina and the United States of America. We should recall that both of these documents acknowledge you are the author of life and the sovereign ruler of nations. We acknowledge that all life is created equal by you, and that our oath is to you, and that you did in fact create all life, and therefore we are charged to protect all lives equally. We pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for March 17th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Warren moves that the journal for March 17th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is so approved. Messages from the Senate, the clerk will read.
Senate Bill 103, Committee Substitute Number 2, 4th Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to reduce unnecessary regulatory restraints applied to behavioral analysis.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 171, Committee Substitute Number 2, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act removing cap on satellite annexations for the town of Belleville and Wingate, removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the town of Surf City, and removing certain described property from the corporate limits of the city of Ashboro.
Rules, calendar, and operations of the House. Members, pursuant to the announcements made earlier, today is no votes. Monday session will be no votes. And however, Tuesday session will be votes, and we are looking at a Tuesday morning session. I believe 11 a.m. will be our session on Tuesday morning. So members should anticipate votes Tuesday. We will also be taking up bills that will not necessarily show up on Tuesday's printed calendar, but that are in the Rules Committee Tuesday morning. That will be added to the calendar. So this notice is to the members and to the public as well. If folks want to get an idea of what we're doing on Tuesday of next week, look at the calendar, but also look at the Bills and Rules Committee, because all of those will be eligible for consideration in session on Tuesday. But again, no votes today and no votes tomorrow. I want to thank my colleagues for the hard work done this week. A lot of committee work was done that's not seen here televised and not seen and not done in this room. The work has been going on quite smoothly with respect to the budget, with the additional COVID funds that have come in. And so those are all being reviewed right now. We're looking at that. We're also looking at a number of issues as it relates to the tax structure, tax law of our state presently. So to comply with some changes that have been made at the federal level. So a lot of work is happening. Most of that work actually is not happening in this room. So those things are occurring right now. But I do want to thank you all, because I know folks have put a lot of hours in this week getting things moving along. So that is the order of business. Do we have notices or announcements? Seeing no notices or announcements, the gentleman from Rowan, Representative Warren, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 22nd at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Warren moves, seconded by Representative Kidwell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, March 22nd at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Tyson, House Bill 319, COVID impact on Craven County school calendar.
Education K-12, if favorable, local government, if favorable, rules.
Representatives Destin Hall, Bradford, Paré, Howard, House Bill 320, modernize remote business access.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Pittman, Brody, and Kidwell, House Bill 321, Restoration of Law and Order Act.
Judiciary 1, if favorable, state personnel, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Adcock, Dahl, Van Haven, and Ball, House Bill 322, Limit Alcoholic Beverages Control License Requirement.
Alcoholic Beverage Control, if favorable, local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Zolka, Bell, Dixon, and Adams, House Bill 323, Military Readiness and Rural Resilience Act.
Finance, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Sain, Bowles, Yarbrough, and Torbett, House Bill 324, Plan for Charter Schools.
Refer to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Sain, Arp, and Lambert, House Bill 325, 2021 Omnibus Coronavirus Relief Act.
If refer to appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Hurley, McNeil, Brisson, and Carter, House Bill 326, Enough Gaming Machines.
Refer to Commerce, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Moffitt, Rydell, Stevens, and Yarborough, House Bill 327, Update Legislative Review of Rules Process.
Refer to Judiciary 2, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Moffitt, Bradford, Dahl, and Hollister, House Bill 328, Allow Trade for Exchange of Spirituous Liquor.
Refer to Judiciary 1, if favorable, Alcoholic Beverage Control, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Setzer, Lambeth, Everett, and Moffitt, House Bill 329, Chiropractic Care Copayment Party.
Refer to Health, if favorable, Insurance, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 181, short title Wildlife Resources Commission's Amendments, which is an agency bill. The bill remains in the Committee on Wildlife Resources. However, this year referrals to Marine Resources and Finance are stricken. The rules referral remains. Representative Bradford, Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Kidwell, and Ray are recognized to send forth the Finance Committee report. Clerk will read.
Representative Bradford, Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Kidwell, and Ray, Finance Committee report, House Bill 94, Graham County Occupancy Tax, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and we refer to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 94, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Additional finance report, the clerk will read.
Representatives Bradford, Howard, Setzer, Zoka, Kidwell, and Ray, Finance Committee report, House Bill 70, Historic School Preservation Act, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 70, re-referred to the Committee on Rules.
House Bill 164, Greensboro de-annexation, favorable committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. The chair rules the committee substitute for House Bill 164 material constituting first reading, and the committee substitute is referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 114, DES COVID modification technical changes, favorable House committee substitute, unfavorable original bill, and referred to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas House committee substitute for Senate Bill 114 is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, Operations of the House. Representative Hardister is recognized to send forth the Education University's Committee Report, House Bill 243, UNC Legislative Priorities, COVID-19 Impacts, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 243, re-referred to the Committee on Rules, and House Bill 260, Fees for Advanced Courses, UNC, favorable committee sub, unfavorable to the original bill, and re-referred. The original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas the committee substitute for House Bill 260, re-referred to the Committee on Appropriations.